Newsline. 649, triple team traffic once again with three times more eyes on the road, brought to you by Mountain America My Style Checking. Andy, guide us around it.
All right, couple crashes on the freeway, mainline I-15. One of them's on northbound 15 in Draper. It's over to the right shoulder at just after 123rd South. That hasn't created any slowdowns by itself. Speeds may just be a little bit at or under the speed limit just because of road conditions. The other crash was southbound I-15 at the 13th South exit, right as you pull onto 13th South itself. And then looks like crews still cleaning one up westbound 80 just past the airport. Eric?
It's a better morning on the road as opposed to yesterday in Utah County when we had a lot of snowy and icy conditions down between Santa Quinn and Spanish Fork. Today looks pretty dry on the I-15 route from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain. You're at your normal 24-minute travel time. It's a little bit icy, though, through the mountains on U.S. 189 and I-80. In fact, we had an accident, and it's still being tended to westbound I-80 at Lamb's Canyon over in the right shoulder. Heather?
The city streets are starting to spring to life through the Ogden area, but still pretty light traffic everywhere you go today. I-15 southbound, almost at freeway speeds from Ogden to Salt Lake. You're going to slow down just a little bit in some of these icier areas where fog hit was earlier this morning, and that's pretty much from Centerville into downtown Salt Lake. Try tempura battered fish and chips and see why people swim to the garden each Friday. Locals continue to talk about this garden favorite. See you Fridays at the Garden Restaurant atop the Joseph Smith Memorial Building. Heather Kelly in the KSL.